Who would take my cross to Calvary, pay the price for all my guilty? Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way.
From an empty grave,
ain't no sinner that he can say. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let my Jesus change your life.
Hallelujah.
Ah, amen.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as goodness of God. Oh, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I the goodness of God.
Goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything.
All my life you have been so, so good.
every breath that I am able. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. How are you all doing? Good, good. Are we going to sing one more song? Just such a beautiful song that's coming. But what we've been singing now is about the goodness of God. And thank God He makes provision for every area of our lives, whether it's spiritual, of course, but mental, physical. He cares about every aspect of our life. And so this is the time in the service during this song. If you need prayer for anything, if you want us to agree in prayer with you, if you need something from the Lord and you want someone just to pray with you today, come on and just come forward. Our prayer team will be up in front. They're full of faith. They know the Word of God, and they just want to pray for you today. So don't feel shy at all, even if maybe you're here for the first time. Just feel free to come forward and be prayed for today as we sing this final song. And as we do sing this, we're going to be singing about the blessing of God. And I want you to just picture what God has already done for you and what's available to you. And we begin to sing that over our families and over the generations. Amen. Now, I want to pray for those that are watching. Good morning. Welcome to Ascend Church. There's no distance in prayer. And I know that some people, we've had a couple of people we heard that are home because they are not feeling well. Maybe there's a couple with sinus infections. There's a few other things. And if you are watching and you are not feeling well right now, just place your hand on your body wherever you are. And Father, I release the healing power of God to flow into your children in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you, Father, that your healing, that healing is provided in the covenant that you have with us, that you sent your word and healed us, that Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And so right now we take an authority over every pain, every disease, every sickness. Right now we command it to go in Jesus' name, and we thank you for healing that springs forth speedily in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, feel free to come forward and be prayed for, and we're going to sing. Amen.
Church, for those who aren't coming up for prayer, I would just encourage you to lift up your hands. This is a promise. This is the blessing of God. And we receive it this morning for generation after generation over our children and children's children. God, we receive it. So I just encourage you to just lift your hands and receive what is given to you freely. Come on. In Jesus' name.
There I am. Praise the Lord. Morning, everybody. What we are singing right now, what we're about to sing, comes right out of the book of Numbers chapter 6 and verse number 24. In fact, verse 22, it said, "The Lord spoke to Moses and said, speak to Aaron and his sons and say, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you, lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace." That was a blessing that they declared. And as we sing this song, I want you to realize that you are declaring this blessing over your life, over your family, over your children. Sing it out with all of your heart today. It's called the blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you. Can you say amen?
The Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you.
Yeah.
the word amen means so be it. And as you declare so be it, as you are saying, Lord, upon my life, upon my family. And I just sense the Lord saying that there are people that are in this place today and you have not such a pleasant past. And you come from what could not be considered favor or blessing. And in fact, some of you come from a very bad past. But the Lord says that as you stand and declare today, you open a door in your family and in your life that brings in the blessing of God for the generations to come. And as you do that, says the Lord, so you cut off what came before. You cut off the curses that have been upon generations before you. So you cut off the lack. So you cut off the violence. So you cut off the alcoholism. So you cut off the trouble that has come before you. And you walk away from it, says the Lord. When you declare amen, so be it unto me. As it says in the word of God, you begin a new chapter, says the Lord. And if you have a past that you find comes up to you, you need to leave it behind you, says the Lord. Close the door on it once and for all. That is not carried over into your life, says the Lord. You don't bring any of that into your marriage. You don't bring any of that into your children's lives because you close the door behind you and you step forward into a future that is covered with my blessing and my favor and my anointing and hope for the future, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's receive that from the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Let me tell you, that's the word of the Lord to you today. And I don't know, maybe some of you have got free in that area already. But if you haven't, let today be the day. Leave the past behind you. Leave the generations, the dysfunction that came before you. Leave it behind you. Write a new chapter. Write a new future for your life based on the word of God and based on what God has done for you. Amen? Praise God. That gives me joy for the future. How about you? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, good morning, Ascent Church. How wonderful to see you. Won't you just turn and greet someone? Tell them how good they look. Wonderful. Love to be in the house of God. What a place to be on a Sunday morning. Nothing gives me more joy than just to gather with other believers and worship God. So thank you for being here today. We're so glad you've joined us. We want to welcome everyone that's watching online. We're glad that you're a part of the service today. Just make yourself comfortable. Put all distractions out of the way and just focus. And in the next few minutes, I believe the Lord's going to speak to you, minister to you, and you'll receive from the word today. I want to say to any of our Ascent Church members, we miss you. We can't wait to see you again. So come on back as soon as you can. I'd like to welcome first-time guests today. I know I invited a few people. I know we have new people in our church today. We love having people come and visit our church, don't we? Amen. And so if you're here for the first time, we just want to honor you. We don't embarrass you in any way, but we'd like to give you something. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind just waving your hand for a second that we can recognize you? God bless you. Come on. God bless you. Anyone else, just wave your hand. Just wave it long enough for an usher to see you. We'd like to give you a visitor pack where you're sitting. Leslie, your friends, go there. Thank you. We got it. visitor packs. Thanks, Moises. And in that visitor packs, a couple of things. The most important one for us being the guest card. And we ask if you just take a moment and fill that guest card out. At the end of the service, we pass an offering bucket by. Just drop that in. It really is a help to Pastor Steve and I. We just love to get in touch with the new visitors and just find out how you enjoyed the service and see if we can pray for you for anything or be of help in any way. And if you can, hang around for a minute and meet us after the service. We'd love that. There's a few other things in that packet. But I just want to mention, first of all, that also for our members, we pass a clipboard by during the service. And that's the same thing. It's really a pastoral thing. It's a way for us to know who's here and to see sometimes somebody's missing and there's a reason. We've had people say, I was in hospital all week. We didn't even realize that they weren't here. So go ahead. And also, if you have a phone number change or email change or something, just change that on there. But thank you for filling in that register as it comes by. You can always stay in touch with us. We don't inundate you with texts, but at least once a week we send out a text about the message that's coming up, and it's one that you can share too. So if you're not on our text list, just text the word ASCEND to 313131 and you'll get those once a week. So thank you for doing that. Also, any special events that are coming up so that you don't miss out, we're able to get in touch with you. I want to just mention the different ways that you can watch the service, participate in the service. Of course, social media is a big one, and through this time where many people, not our church, because we never closed one single Sunday, who can give a shout out for a pastor who's got a backbone, right? Right? More than that, he's got faith. And so but many people have watched a lot of online church in this time. Particularly, and I'm so thankful for those different platforms because it also can reach people that are unable to get right to our location. So you can watch us on Facebook, and welcome to those that are watching on Facebook today. Go ahead and let us know where you're watching from. We're glad that you're joining the service today. You can share our live stream on Facebook. Go ahead and do that. I know you can always think of somebody. I've got in touch with some of my cousins' children that are all over the world that I wouldn't have been in touch with before and that are believers. And there's a connection that's made. Even if it's not the same as being in person, you can reach people through social media. So go ahead and share that. Also, you can like and share our Facebook, Instagram pages. Download the app. The app is very useful. It's got over 100 messages. It's got a Bible reading plan. These are all tools that we have just for us to grow as believers through the week. You can watch on ascendchurch.us. On our website, you can watch on our mobile app, you can watch on YouTube, Ascend Church Jupiter, and on Facebook. And of course, all of these things, they are archived as well. So if you go back and say, I missed last week, I want to watch it, or I really need to hear that again, you can go ahead and watch that. So that's the purpose we have these things on social media, is so that we can reach more people and offer you more resources. Amen. And so I want to just give you the four main things. This is in our visitor welcome pack, but the four main purposes of our church. The first one is to help you to know God. Who feels like they know God a little better than they did when they first started coming here? Right? I feel like I get to know the Lord a little more each week as I listen to His Word and get with His people. Second of all, our second main purpose is that you would find freedom. People find freedom from all kinds of things, and thank God it feels good to live free. Amen. Third, discover your purpose. And lastly, make a difference with your life. So thank you for being with us this morning. We pray that you get just what you need. It's amazing. We'll hear a word, and everybody gets, the Holy Spirit manages to get to each one of us what we need out of that message. Amen. So thank you, Pastor Steve.
Praise God. Good morning, everybody. It is good to see you today. Tell your neighbor, it is good to see you today. I'm glad you're here. Glad I'm here. I always tell people that being in church on Sunday is my favorite day of the week. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the pastor. Of course, I'm saying that before I was a pastor, for many, many years, going to church on Sunday, that was the highlight of my week, to just gather with God's people and get in God's presence and be encouraged with the Word of God. I believe you're going to be greatly encouraged this morning with God's Word today. Amen. Let's make our confession that we started doing this 2 weeks ago. Say this with me. Say, I am blessed, I am prosperous, I'm talented, I am creative, I am forgiven, I am redeemed, I am free, I am valuable, I am anointed, I am equipped, I am beautiful, I'm attractive, I am amazing, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, I'm a child of the Most High God, I have seeds of greatness inside me. I will become all He's created me to be. I'm victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank everyone who invited someone to come to church today. How many of you invited someone this week? Maybe they didn't come, but you invited them. That's what I'm asking. Wave your hand at me if you invited. That's great to see. That's great to see you inviting people. Say, I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on inviting people. Come on, say, I am bold for the Lord. Say, I'm a soul winner. I'm making disciples. Say, I'm taking people to heaven with me. We're not going to heaven by ourselves. We're here to take as many people as we can with us. Isn't that right? I want to ask the Connect Group leaders to come up real fast, if you would. Our Connect Group leaders, we already have Abel. Just move a little bit over if you can. Keep playing. Keep playing, Abel. Keep playing the bass. Don't stop playing. But I want to ask this. Then we got David on this side. He's also a Connect Group leader with Juju. Come up on stage, Juju. Dave and Juju. This week we start a new season of Connect Groups. And we are excited for it. Connect Groups is where we meet in one another's homes. We get together in small groups. We have a great time of fellowship. You get to make new friends. We encourage one another. We talk about Sunday's sermon. We discuss today's sermon, what the Lord spoke to you, what you got out of it, any questions you got. Let me tell you, you have such a great time at Connect Group. So we've got Abel here as a group in Jupiter, and that's going to be starting this Wednesday. And then this is his dad, Tom and Anna. They have a group up in Stuart. They actually live in Jensen, but we've got a lot of people coming. You're expecting about 15 people, 16 people, right? So if you live up that way, come and talk to Tom. If you're in Jupiter, come and talk to Abel. Then we have Muff on the drums, and Samantha are co-leading with Dave and Juju. Now, you don't have to be a musician to go to their group. Anybody can go. It just so happened. And they're in West Palm Beach. Am I correct? They're in West Palm Beach. Then we got Mark and Stacy. They are leading a group in Jupiter as well. Correct? Hey! And then we have Miguel and Natalie. Miguel, most of you will know, he's in media and he's always here. He's the only person in the church that comes to church as much as I do. Maybe Monique. And you, of course, wherever I go, you go. But he's away in Texas. He'll be back, I think, tomorrow. And then Jennifer, so Miguel and Natalie and Jennifer and Joey. And Jennifer wasn't feeling well. They're not here today. But I'm going to ask you, Gwen, I want you to represent them. Would you come up here real quick? Because this is Jennifer's daughter. And they have a group in Royal Palm in the Acreage, right? In Royal Palm Beach. So if you live in Royal Palm Beach or Jupiter or Stuart or West Palm Beach, please come and say hi to them. And if you haven't filled out a Connect Group card yet, it's one on your seat, fill it out. And they'll contact you before Wednesday. Wednesday's the night that Connect Groups are starting. And Pastor Jill and I will be going to a different group. So 1 week we'll be in West Palm, and then the next week we'll be in St- Stewart, and the next week we'll be in Royal Palm. We'll visit them all. So if you haven't yet registered, signed up, please do it today. I promise you, you won't regret it. You will have such a great time. Really, you'll feel more a part of the church when you get into a connect group. You get to meet people. So that's Wednesday. Thank you, everybody. I want to pray over you. Father, we pray this week as we start our connect groups. I thank you for every leader. I thank you for every host. I thank you for these people that have stepped up, Lord, and said, yes, Lord, we are available. And Father, I just pray, I thank you that you anoint and you enable each and every leader. I thank you this week, every group, that your presence will be felt, that everyone will have a great time of fellowship and encouragement, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, everybody. We love you and we appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Nadine, here's your notes back. Of course, are you ready for God's word today? I am ready. I am ready. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. We thank you that your word is life-changing. And Father, I make it known that I am trusting you. I'm not trusting myself. That you will enable me, that you will speak through me, that you will anoint me, that you will carry your word to every person's heart, bringing faith, removing doubt and fear to every person's mind, bringing understanding, revelation, removing confusion. And we give you all the praise for everything that will be said and done in Jesus' name. And God's people said amen. I want to welcome everyone who's joining and watching us online. Wherever you may be watching from, we're so glad that you are with us here today. Today I'm going to speak about the power of I am. The power of I am. Now, what does that mean? Well, whatever follows those two simple words, I am, determines what kind of life that you live. You can declare, I am blessed. I am strong, I am healthy, or I am slow, I am unlucky, I am unattractive, I am a terrible mother, I am a terrible this. The I ams coming out your mouth either bring blessing and success and victory or failure. Defeat. The scripture says in Job 22, verse 28, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. You will declare it and it will be established for you. Jesus said it like this. Jesus said, whoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and shall not doubt the things that he says, but believes the things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. You will declare it, and it will be established. And you know, every day, all through the day, the power of I am is at work in our life. And I want you to be aware of this, because sometimes we make a mistake, and then we say, I am so clumsy. Or we look in the mirror. I am so old. Or we see someone who's really talented and we say, I'm just so average. Sometimes we get caught in the traffic. I am so unlucky. Many times we don't realize we're using the power of I am against us. We don't realize how it's affecting our future. Because here's the principle. Whatever follows the I am will always come looking for you. When you say, I am so clumsy, clumsiness comes looking for you. When you say, I am so old, wrinkles come looking for you. When you say, I am so overweight, calories come looking for you. It's almost like you're inviting them. Whatever you follow the I am with, you are handing it an invitation. You are opening the door and giving it permission to be in your life. Think about that. Anytime you declare, I am, whatever follows that, you're declaring it. Proverbs 6 verse 2 says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. A lot of people don't realize that they are held in invisible prison by their own words. But the good news is, you get to choose what follows the I am. When you go through the day saying, I am blessed, you know what happens? Blessings come looking for you. When you say, I am talented, talent comes out from within you. You may not feel up to par, but when you say, I am healthy, health starts heading your way. I am strong, strength starts tracking you down. You're inviting it into your life. That's why you've got to be careful what follows the I am. Don't ever say, I am so unlucky. I never get any good breaks. Nothing ever goes my way. You're inviting disappointments into your life. I'm so broke. I'm so in debt. You're inviting struggle and lack. You need to send out some new invitations. Every day you need to invite good things into your life. I am blessed. I am strong. I am talented. I am disciplined. I am favored. I am prospering. When you talk like that, talent gets summoned by Almighty God. Go find that person. Health, strength, abundance, favor, discipline starts heading your way. But so many people, when they wake up in the morning, they look in the mirror, and the first thing they say is what they see. I'm so old. I'm so wrinkled. I'm so worn out. You're inviting oldness and fatigue. Stop inviting that. When you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, instead of complaining, you should be saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am amazing. I'm attractive. I'm getting younger. My youth is being renewed day by day. You know, Pastor Jill's been listening a lot to Gloria Copeland and Kenneth Copeland. If you ever want to build your faith up strong, listen to Kenneth Copeland. Now, Gloria Copeland. I know he gets a lot of persecution, man. He gets the media don't like him. He gets a lot of persecution. But he's 85 or 84 years old. Doesn't have a gray head in his hair. Doesn't have a gray hair in his head. There you go. Looks in the mirror every day and says, hair, I command you to grow black. I'm starting that. I'm telling you, I'm doing it. Huh? See, when you talk like that, God will renew your youth. I know some people, it seems the older they get, the more attractive they get. I think it's got a lot to do with our attitude. When you go around saying, I'm being renewed in my youth, I'm full of health, vitality, wholeness, that's one of the best anti-aging treatments you can ever take. You get up in the morning, don't talk about how old you are or how bad you look or how tired you are. Dare to say, I'm young, I'm energetic, I'm vibrant, I'm radiant, I'm fresh. Some of you ladies, you've never said, I am beautiful. You're so focused on your flaws and what you don't like about yourself and how you wish you had, you know, more of this and less of that. But let me tell you, nobody else can do this for you. It's got to come out of your own mouth. When you say, I am beautiful, beauty comes looking for you. Youth and freshness comes looking for you. Not only that, but on the inside, your spirit comes alive. Your self-image begins to improve. You start carrying yourself like someone special. You don't drag through the day feeling inferior. You have that spring in your step. You see, God made you on purpose. He gave you your looks. He gave you your height, your skin color, your personality. Nothing about you is by accident. You didn't get overlooked. You didn't get left out. In fact, God says in Ephesians 2 verse 10, you are God's masterpiece. God says, you are my masterpiece. Instead of going around down on yourself, feeling unattractive, I'm too tall, I'm too short, you know, I'm not enough of this, I'm too much of that. Dare to get up in the morning and say, I am a masterpiece. I'm created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. David said in Psalm 139, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well. David said, Lord, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The Message Bible says, body and soul, I am marvelously made. Body and soul. The God's Word translation says, I will give thanks to you because I've been so amazingly and miraculously made. When God looks at you, He says you're amazing. He says you're miraculous. He says you're wonderful. Notice David's the one who wrote this. Notice David's I ams. David, you know, he's not saying this in pride, but in praise to God. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. You made me. I'm wonderful. I'm amazing. I'm marvelous. I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. You see, really, it goes against human nature because most of us, we think the negative. We think, well, there's nothing amazing about me, you know, Pastor Steve. There's nothing wonderful. I'm just average. I'm just ordinary. The fact is there's nothing ordinary about you. The fact is that you have a unique fingerprint that nobody else has. There will never be another you. You are one of a kind. Even if you have a twin, they don't have your same fingerprint or your same personality. You're an original. But as long as you go around thinking, I'm just average, I'm just one of the billions of people on the planet, there's nothing special, you know, about me, that's the wrong I am. And it can keep you from rising higher. I wonder what would happen if all through the day, not necessarily in front of other people, but in private, in the shower, driving to work, just under your breath. I wonder what would happen if you begin to declare, instead of being down on yourself, instead of discrediting who you are and focusing on your flaws, what would happen if we, like David, would be bold to say, I'm amazing. I am wonderful. I am valuable. I am a masterpiece. So you talk like that, and you know what? Amazing comes chasing you down. Awesome starts heading in your direction. You won't have that weak, defeated, average mentality. You'll carry yourself like a king, like a queen. I'm not talking about in pride and self-confidence, thinking you're better than someone else. I'm talking with a quiet, godly confidence, knowing who you are, knowing you've been handpicked by the Creator and you have something amazing to offer the world. Amen? That's what happened to a lady in the Bible. Her name is Sarah. She had to change who I am because God promised her and her husband Abraham that they were going to have a baby. And Sarah was now more than 80 years old and she was way past the childbearing years. And in those days, if a wife didn't give her husband a child, she was seen as a failure. She was looked down on. There was kind of this sense of shame in those days. And this is how Sarah felt. She was 80 years old. She'd never had a baby. She felt like she'd let Abraham down. Her self-esteem was low. And I can imagine some of her I ams. I am a failure. I am inferior. I'm not good enough. I'm not attractive. But now she's got this promise that as an older woman, she's going to have a baby. And God knew it would never come to pass unless He could convince her to change her I ams. And so it was so imperative that she have this new mindset that God actually changed her name. Do you know that God did not just change Abram's name to Abraham? He changed his wife Sarah's name also. God changed her name from Sarah, S-A-R-A-I, to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, which the name Sarah means princess. Every time someone said her name, they were saying, you're a princess. That's what it means. And she heard it over and over and over. Those words got down on the inside of her, and she began to change her self-image. She went from, I am a failure, to I am a princess. She went from, I am unattractive, to I am beautiful. From, I am ashamed, to I am crowned by Almighty God. Instead of hanging her head in defeat and embarrassment, she started holding her head up high, begin to declare that she was who God says she was. Amen. She went from I'm not good enough to I'm a child of the Most High God. From I'm inferior to I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Her attitude was, I am amazing, I'm wonderful, I'm a masterpiece. And ladies, maybe like Sarah, maybe you've had a lot of things in life try to push you down, bad breaks, disappointments. Maybe someone, you know, made you feel like you don't measure up. But God is saying to you what he said to Sarah, I want to change your name to Princess, not physically, but in your attitude. You've got to shake off those negative things that people have said about you and shake off the low self-esteem and inferiority and start carrying yourself like a princess of the Most High God. Start talking like a princess. Start walking like a princess. Start thinking like a princess. Start waving like a princess. Instead of saying, I'm inferior, I'm less than, I'm not as good as, say, I'm one of a kind, man. I'm handpicked by Almighty God. I am valuable. I am a masterpiece. When you get up in the morning, don't focus on your flaws. Dare to say, I am beautiful, I'm young, I'm vibrant, I'm confident, I'm secure in the name of Jesus. And you'll be amazed how it'll change your whole outlook. And you might have had some disappointments and people may have tried to push you down, but you've got to stop telling yourself that you're all washed up and do like Sarah and say, I'm royalty, I'm crowned with favor, I'm excited about my future, God has good things ahead for me. You see, the princess spirit got on the inside of Sarah and it changed her self-image. You've got to change on the inside before you'll see change on the outside. At 91 years old, against all the odds, she gave birth to Isaac. The promise came to pass in her life. And here's my question today. What kind of I ams are coming out of your mouth? I am victorious. I am blessed. I am anointed. Because when you have the right I ams, you're inviting the goodness of God into your life. If you would just change your I ams, you would go to a whole nother level in your life. Begin to declare the right I ams. Because our words have creative power. With your words, you can bless your future or you can curse your future. In the book of James, James described the tongue like the rudder of a ship, that like a rudder of a ship directs the ship. Your tongue and your words direct your life. Your words, like electricity, used the right way can be helpful, but used the wrong way can be dangerous. Electricity can be a blessing, but it can also kill you. It's the same with your words. Your words can bless your life and your words can destroy your life. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The contemporary English version says, words can bring death or life. Your words can bring life and blessing and victory and health, or your words can bring death and cursing and sickness and defeat. It's up to you to choose what follows the I am. I encourage you never to say negative things about yourself. Most of us would never go, I hope most of us would never go up to another person and begin to criticize them, at least not to their face. Yet we got no problem criticizing ourselves. I'm so slow, I'm so unattractive, I'm so undisciplined, I'm so this, I'm so that. That's cursing your future. You got to do yourself a favor and zip that up. Because you already got enough things against us in life. Don't be against yourself. Don't let your words be against yourself. If you go around saying, I'm so dumb, dumbness is coming your way. I'm so unattractive and plain, ugliness says, I hear someone calling my name. You've got to use your words to bless your future, not to curse your future. Joel chapter 3, verse 10 says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Notice it's just the opposite. Not let the weak say, I'm so weak, I'm so tired, I'm so run down. That's calling in the wrong things. He said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm well off. Not, I'm so broke, I'm so in debt. If you are struggling financially, you need to declare, God is my provider. He meets all of my needs. Let the sick say, I am healthy. I am improving. I'm getting better. You see, the scripture says in Romans 4 in verse 17, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. The Bible says God calls things that do not exist as if they did exist. And the Passion Bible says that God calls into being things that don't even exist yet. Do you know your words are calling things into your life? That means don't talk about the way you are. Talk about the way you want to be. If you're struggling in your finances, don't go around saying, oh, I tell you what, business is so slow. The economy is so down. It's never going to work out for me. That's calling things that are as if they'll always be that way. That's just describing the situation. By faith, you've got to call things in. You've got to say, I am blessed. I am successful. I'm surrounded by God's favor. Everything I put my hand to is prospering. The Lord God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. Are you with me? I spoke to one man one time, and he was in high school, and I asked him how he's doing, and he said, I'm doing okay. I'm just a C student. Turns out, one of his teachers in elementary school told him that. And he believed it, and he let that take root. And I told him what I'm telling you today. As long as you're saying that, you're not going to make A's, because you're calling in the C's. And those C's are going to find you wherever you go. You've got to change your I am. You've got to declare, I am an A student. I am smart. I'm full of wisdom. I am a good learner. Don't go around saying, I'm not a very good learner. I can't remember any. No, I'm a great learner. I am smart. I got the mind of Christ. I'm an A student. I told my kids that. I spoke that over my children from the time they were little. From the time they were little. You're smart. You're going to excel in school. You're going to be A students. Some of you, like that young man, you've allowed what somebody said about you to hold you back. Maybe it was a coach or a teacher or a parent, or maybe an ex-spouse. They planted these negative seeds of what you can't do. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're not disciplined enough. You're not attractive enough. You'll always make C's. You'll always be mediocre. You'll always struggle with your weight. Get rid of those lies. That is not who you are. You are who God says you are. People might have tried to push you down and tell you what you can't become and tell you what you can never do. But you got to learn to let it go in one ear and go right out the other ear. What someone said about you does not determine your destiny. Only God determines your destiny. You and God determine your destiny. You need to not only know what you are, you need to know what you are not. I am not who people say I am. I am who God says that I am. I am not the tail. I am the head. I am not the borrower. I am the lender. I am not cursed. I am blessed. I am not weak. I am strong. Someone may have spoken negative words over you, maybe even when you were young. But you got to know this before anyone put a curse on you. God put a blessing on you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and God approved you. The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 4, but we have been approved by God. Say, I've been approved by God. It doesn't matter who doesn't approve of me. I've been approved by God. Other people may try to disapprove you, but don't go around feeling less than, feeling inferior. Our attitude should be, I'm approved by Almighty God. I'm accepted. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a masterpiece. When you talk like that, let me tell you, the seeds of greatness that God put on the inside of you begin to spring forth in your life. Because a lot of you, you don't realize you've got gifts and talents that you haven't even tapped into yet. There's treasure on the inside of you. And throughout life, the enemy is going to do his best to try and keep it pushed down. He doesn't want you to reach your full potential. That's why there are forces constantly trying to make us feel intimidated, inferior, unqualified. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, you've got to shake off the negative voices, shake off the thoughts telling you, I'm unable, I'm unqualified. You've got to shake that off. Don't invite weakness in. Don't give intimidation an invitation. You may feel unqualified, but before you were born, God equipped you. God empowered you. You're not lacking anything. God already stamped His approval on you. People may try and push you down, but let me tell you, when you know God has approved you, you realize you don't need other people's approval. You've been equipped and empowered and anointed by God. Amen. Like someone I spoke to, his high school counselor told him that he wasn't very smart and he should focus on the lowest skilled job he could find. And maybe that counselor meant well. I don't know. But what that counselor didn't know is what was on the inside of that man. He didn't see the seeds of greatness that God placed in him. And as a high school student, his I am was distorted. He was thinking and declaring, I'm not up to par. I'm not smart. I'm very average. That's what his I am was. He didn't realize he's inviting it into his life. And sure enough, it showed, because after high school, he got a job at a local factory and he stayed at the lowest level year after year after year. And one day that factory closed down and he went across town and he applied at another factory, and the company had a policy that you had to take an IQ test when you applied for a position. And so he took the test and he scored the highest score in the company's 63-year history. His IQ came back at genius level. He went on to start his own business and he invented and patented two very successful products. Today, he's extremely blessed. What happened? He changed his IMs. Could it be what someone said about you is keeping you from God's best in your life? Could it be that the wrong I am is keeping you from rising higher in your life? Do like that man did and change the I am. Don't let what somebody has spoken over you to determine the destiny of your life. Get in agreement with God, know who you are, and know who you are not. I am not lacking. I am not average. I am not inferior. I am empowered. I am equipped. I am anointed, I am wise, I am a masterpiece, I am favored, I am blessed, I am strong. Amen. You know, when Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out the promised land, after 40 days, the spies came back, and 10 of the spies said this. I want you to listen to their I ams. In Numbers 13, verse 31, the 10 spies said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. They had a grasshopper mentality. Notice the I ams they were declaring. I am unable. I am weak. I'm inferior. I'm intimidated. I'm afraid. What happened? Fear and intimidation and inferiority came knocking at their door. The other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, they had a different report. They had a different I am. They said in verse 30, Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once and take possession of the promised land, for we are well able to overcome it. The 10 spies says, we're not able. Joshua and Caleb said, we're well able. The people are big, but we know our God is much bigger. We're well able to take the land. Let's go in and once and take it. The New Living Translation says, we can certainly conquer it. We can certainly conquer it. We are well able. Notice, there I am was just the opposite from the other 10 spies. There I am as we are able, we are strong, I am equipped, I am more than a conqueror. And you know what's interesting to me is the negative report from those 10 spies spread like wildfire through the rest of the camp. And before long, all 2 million of the children of Israel were afraid, intimidated. Nobody even paid attention to what Joshua and Caleb said, the report of faith. And you know what I've learned? A negative report always spreads faster than a positive report. When people are murmuring and complaining and talking defeat, be on guard. Make sure you don't let the wrong I am take root in your heart. Those 10 spies went on to say to Moses, they said, Moses, why did you bring us out here? We're going to die in the wilderness. Our wives, our children are going to be victims. God answered them back something very powerful in Numbers 14, verse 28. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. I'm going to do exactly what you said. Another translation says, I will do to you exactly what I heard you say. See, that's why I'm careful about what I say. Because I know that the enemy's listening to me and God is listening to me. Amen? They said, we're going to die in the wilderness. And you know what they did? They wandered around for 40 years, which should have taken 12 days. 40 years, round and around and around, because they refused to believe God and they refused to declare what God said about them. God is saying the same thing to us. I'm going to do exactly what you've been saying. I'm going to do exactly what I heard you say. Don't ever say, I am weak, I'm inferior, I'm unable. The wrong I am can keep you from your destiny. Have you ever heard of a man in the Bible by the name of Sether? Have you ever heard of a man in the Bible by the name of Gadi? Have you ever heard of a man named Igal? How about Palti? You know why you never heard of them? Because those men were of the 10 spies that never made it into the promised land. They were called to be history makers. They had seeds of greatness on the inside of them, but the wrong I am kept them from their destiny, kept them from the promised land, kept them from making their mark in history. And I want to encourage you, don't let that be you. Don't let the wrong I am keep you out of your promised land. You may be facing some major obstacles, but my challenge and encouragement is be like a Joshua, be like a Caleb. I am well able, I am strong, I am confident, I'm equipped, I'm more than a conqueror. If God is for me, what can stand against me? Have that I am. Make sure you got the right I ams coming out your mouth. Do you know that Joshua and Caleb were the only two from that entire generation that made it into the promised land? Joshua and Caleb, when they were 80 years old, they went in and took that promised land. Because they said, we are well able, we can take the land. They had to wait 40 years for the rest of the children of Israel to die so that they could fulfill their destiny. Let me tell you, it would do us all good to make a list of maybe a dozen or so of these I ams and read over them during the day and get them down in your spirit and meditate upon them and begin to declare them over your life. They may not be true right now, but let me tell you, you have to call the things that are not as if they already are. That's what God does. You've got to call them in. You've got to call that which is not as though it already exists. Amen? Let me give you some I ams to declare over your life. Are you ready for this? Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Say, I am blessed. Psalm 5, verse 12, Lord, you will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as a shield. Say, I am favored. Romans 8, 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Say, I am more than a conqueror. 1 Peter 2, 24, by whose stripes you were healed. Say, I am healed. I am healthy. Colossians 1, verse 12, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us in the kingdom of the Son of his love. And Galatians 5, 1, at last we have freedom, for Christ has set us free. Say, I am free. I am delivered. Amen. Say, I am strong. Joel 3, verse 10, let the weak say, I'm strong. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, for when I was weak, then I am strong. I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Ephesians 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Say, I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the power of his might. See, I'm not strong in the power of my own might. I'm strong in the power of his might. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4, but now we live and we are strong as he is. We are strong as he is. And we have all of God's power to use in dealing with you. Say, I am led by God. I'm guided by God. Romans 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but power, love, and self-discipline. Say, I am disciplined. Say, I am not afraid. I am full of power. Say, I am bold. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, we have the mind of Christ. Say, I am wise. I have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. Don't ever say, I'm so dumb. No, I am wise. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God. Say, I am amazing. I am wonderful. Psalm 139, I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. Say, I am a can-do person. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Man, that's a great thing to declare over your life. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say, I am bold. Proverbs 28, verse 1, the righteous are bold as a lion. You ever seen a lion? A lion's not intimidated, man. You are say, I am bold as a lion. Say, I am confident. The scripture says, Hebrews 10, 35, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Romans 8, 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 5, verse 2, we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has in mind for us. Say, I confidently look forward to becoming all that God has in mind for me. Say, I am confident. Say, I'm going to live happy no matter what. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10, we are always happy. Say, I'm always happy. Even in times of suffering, I'm always happy. Tell your neighbor, I'm always happy. I tell you, some of you, you need to declare that more over your life. I am always happy no matter what. I'm always happy. Don't ever say, well, how are you doing? Well, under the circumstances. You're not under the circumstances. I'm always happy no matter what. Say, I'm enjoying my life. John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, I came that they might have and enjoy life. Say, I'm enjoying my life. Do you know that it's a choice and a decision that you're going to enjoy your life? Say, I am valuable. Luke 12, verse 7, Jesus says, you are more valuable to God than anything else in this world. Say, I'm more valuable to God than anything else in the world. I'm more valuable to God than anything else in the world. Say, I'm anointed. I am gifted. 1 John 2, verse 20, the Holy One has anointed you. I'm anointed. Say, I'm prospering. I'm increasing financially. I am prospering. Is that Is that God's word? Deuteronomy 15, verse 10. The Lord will prosper you in everything you do. Say, I'm prospering in everything I do. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10. He will provide and increase your resources and produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Say, I'm a blessing magnet. I'm a magnet for blessing. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. I'm a magnet for blessing. Say, I'm living holy by the grace of God. Romans 6, 14. Sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. Say, I'm a soul winner. I'm bringing people to Ascend Church every Sunday. Say, I am bringing people to church every Sunday because I'm a bold soul winner for Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 19, go and make disciples of all the nations. Proverbs 11, verse 30, but a life lived loving God bears lasting fruit, for the one who is truly wise wins souls. Say, I am protected. I am protected. Psalm 91, verse 2, this I declare about the Lord. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. I trust him. He will rescue me from every trap and protect me from the deadly disease. I am protected. Say, I'm talented. I'm attractive. I'm going to keep my joy no matter how tough things get. I'm going to stay in faith in times of adversity. Say, I'm filled with mountain-moving faith. I'm not afraid. No matter how impossible the situation looks. I say, I know my God is bigger. Amen. Say, I'm about to experience breakthroughs in my life. I'm believing God to accelerate my life. Amen. Let me tell you, remember, whatever follows the I am, that's what's going to come looking for you. That's what you're calling in. If you'll invite the right things in your life, the right things will show up in your life. That's the power of I am. You get something out of this? I did too. Father, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your word today. We thank you, Lord, that we believe that we are everything you say we are, and we determine that we are going to declare what you say about us, Lord, in Jesus' name. While you have your head bowed and while you have your eyes closed, I want to just pray for anyone who's here this morning. If you are not sure where you stand with God today, if you are not sure if all is right, if all is well between you and the Lord, I want to pray for you today. I want to ask you this question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure, you know for certain, you have no doubt that if you died today, you know you would go to heaven? Or would you have to be honest? Say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church. Listen, I'm not asking you if you belong to a church. I'm not asking you even if you believe in God. I'm asking you, if you died today, can you say you know for sure? Can you say you know without any doubt that you would go to heaven? Because let me tell you, the good news is you can know that. You can be sure about it. You can leave here today knowing that all is right and all is well between you and God, knowing that every mistake and every sin you ever committed, it's forgiven and it's washed away. And you can know for sure that when you die, heaven is where you are going to spend all of eternity. Let me tell you, heaven is a real place. There is a heaven that awaits us. There is a heaven to gain, and there is a hell to shun. And I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you, but if you want to be included in this prayer, if you say, Pastor Steve, pray for me, include me. I want to make sure that all is well, all is right between me and God. I want to know when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If that's you, if you want to be included in this prayer, I ask you right now to just lift your hand up high. Just raise your hand up. I'm looking for hands. And if your hand is raised, you are included in this prayer this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. for raising your hand. I want everyone who lifted up your hand, please will you say this prayer with me today? Let's all say this prayer together. The scripture says in Romans 10 verse 9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Say this with me. Say, dear God, I thank you that you love me so much that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to come to this earth and die on a cross for me, to take my sin and my punishment. I believe, Jesus, you are alive. You've been raised from the dead. And I confess, Jesus, you are Lord of my life. From today, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to do what your Bible says. Say, I thank you, Lord, because I have received you. I am now saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. God, you're my very own Father, and I'm your very own child. Heaven is my home, and my name is written down in your book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Jill.
That's good preaching. Good preaching. You know, I know Jesus, you know, Jesus said in Mark 11, he said, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, not doubt in your heart, he says, you will have whatever you say. People sometimes get that. They get in all of the believing, but they don't speak it out their mouth. So we got a reminder today of what comes out of our mouth matters to what is in the future. Amen. Now's the time in the service where we have the opportunity to give into the kingdom of God. And those that are watching, you can go ahead. You can participate online. Our church is fueled and financed by the giving, the tithing and giving of faithful members. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for giving into this work of God. And there are various ways to give. There are envelopes like this in the seat that right where you're sitting. There's different ways that come up, cash, check, credit. There's online giving at ascendchurch.us, text giving, that's the number. The Cash app, which a few people were really glad we added that, that's the name on there. PayPal, there's numerous ways to give that just are secure and just easy for you to do. And every time we come to give, I like to take a scripture from the Word of God, because God has something to say about every area of our life. And he has a lot to say about money. And sometimes people get nervous when you talk about money in church. God is not nervous about talking about money. And we need to understand his attitude towards money and have the same attitude towards it. Because let me tell you, we're out there working hours and hours every week to get money. Let's see what God has to say about it. Amen. So I'm going to read a couple of verses from 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting with verse 10. It says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, if you've been around for any length of time, you've heard people say money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say that. It says the love of money. There's a big difference. Money doesn't have any personality, and God can use it as an absolute blessing. But the love of money is another thing, right? He goes on in verse 17. He says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, so that they may lay hold on eternal life. So here Timothy is teaching the people, they're teaching the people how to have an attitude towards money that is godly, right? And you know, when God speaks to you about giving, he's really just testing our hearts. God doesn't need our dollars. He's looking at our heart every single time. He wants to make sure that money has a place in our hand, but not in our heart, right? He wants to know that clothes are something you wear, not something you love. Ouch. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you about tithing or giving something of value away, it is a heart test. It's not about trying to take something from you. People, I heard somebody say, in fact, Mark Goldberg, who was standing up here, said, Mark Goldstein said, he came here about four times. He was so irritated at hearing about money, he was almost not going to come back, right? Is that true? Because it kind of grates at you if you're not in the right position. But then he decided to just go ahead and do what God said. And just raise your hand if it's true that God's blessed you. God's blessed him. He keeps saying, he said in his business keeps increasing and he keeps giving over and above because something happened in his heart that changed. And that's really what God's all about. He's all about our heart. Amen. And so don't, if you're getting irritated during offering, stick around and just get irritated a little more until something changes, right? Money in your hand is a tool, but money in your heart is poison. It'll keep you from what God has. So Paul said that people who have loved it, who have loved money have pierced themselves through. And they will destroy their lives. So the big thing is God doesn't want us to love money more than we love him. He doesn't want us to trust in our money more than... If I say I earned $100 this week and I can't tithe 10%, I can't tithe $10 because that $10, what I'm saying is that $10, I trust that $10 to take care of my needs more than I trust God to take care of my needs. Come on. Isn't that true? And you know, people say, well, maybe God doesn't really want me to have much. No, if you read back in that scripture, it says, don't put your trust in uncertain riches, but in the God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. God wants to give you richly. He wants to give you a lot. He wants to give you plenty, but he just wants your heart. Amen. So as we get to offering time, go ahead and prepare yourself as you tithe. Thank you to the faithful tithers, those that we haven't seen some people in almost 2 years, and I don't like that, but they're faithful to tithe, and we really appreciate that. We thank you for doing that. But as we prepare, we remind ourselves that God is first in our lives. Amen. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm going to pray. Right now, Father, I thank you for every man, every woman, every child. I thank you for every family represented. I thank you for every company represented. I thank you for the futures of the people that are sitting here in this place. I thank you, Father, for the blessings that are on their life, that are going to come to pass in their life. We give you glory even in advance that you are increasing, that you are blessing, that you are meeting every need. We thank you for your promise, your covenant towards us. With finances, Father, we trust you. And today as we tithe and give, we do it to support your kingdom. We do it to remind you that you are first in our lives. We do it to remind you that our hearts are for you and for your kingdom first in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Great job. Well, praise God, everybody. Please don't forget, take one of these little invite cards, a little black card sitting in your seat. Say, I am bringing someone to church with me next Sunday. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank all of our givers and all of our faithful tithers. Thank you for your faithfulness. Don't forget, this Thursday we have our night of prayer and worship right here at 7 p.m. It's every other Thursday. So that's this week. It's upstairs in our prayer room. And of course, we have Connect Group starting. God bless you. Stand up with us as we go, Lord. We thank you today that you are with us. And if you are with us, Lord, what can stand against us? Thank you that you are for us, Lord. We give you praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done.
I'll see you next Sunday.
Sweet. It was. It was real good. Oh, help me. Help me. Help me.
You're worthy of it all. Hey, let's magnify him now. Thank you.
This is my daily bread.
Jesus. sing together.
Call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, a female faith, and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
Come on, you make it your prayer.
In deepest waters, your sovereign hand will be my guide.
Come on, you sing.
Where feet may fail, it's not.
Come on.
You've never failed.
Oh, come on.
And you won't stop now,
Jesus.
So I will call upon. Keep my eyes above the waves. When ocean dries, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours. You are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of.
Come on, let it be your prayer.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the
water. Come on.
Spirit, lead me where my trust.
encourage you to lift your hands heavenward one more time. Well, Lord, this is that ocean. This is that place, Father, where you lead us. Faith without borders. Lord, I pray tonight in Jesus' name, as we step out and into all that you have for us, as we have the courage sometimes to step into the great unknown, that there we meet Jesus, and we meet the will of God, and we meet the purpose of God, and we meet the promise of God, and we meet the goodness of God. Lord, give us that courage. Give us that Holy Spirit boldness to keep on trusting you, to walk on those waters. Lord, to go into that great unknown at times, but knowing that the God of all knowledge, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God, that you lead us, you take us. Father, we thank you for what you've accomplished here tonight. Lord, it's only the start. We're excited about Jerusalem, the temple, just a couple of days' time. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You guys be blessed.